Shamala from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing V'yatoro Mikil Becho, and in Treifa Shehorag, based on the Torah of Hagon Rav Yosef Zusmanovitz, Zechet Tzadik Lebroche, who was a Ram in Yeshiva Slobodka, a Rav in this of the city, and a Rav afterwards in Vilkomir, who was murdered brutally by the Nazis. It's part of our shiur of shiurim of a series of shiurim of Divrei Torah from the Kedoshim, Asher Baaretz. So the Yisoid HaDvarim was that there are two types of Uviyah Torah Mikir Bechos. There's one, somebody who's Chayiv Min HaDin, to be killed, so you kill him al pidin, and there's someone else whose the evil is eradicated, the mitzias of the evil, even though it's not a proper din misa. As we were marich in the first two shiurim, psiyata d'shmayim, finding like a super geshmak, learning the Torah of Rav Zusmanovitz, really a super Talmud Chochem. He was almost Rosh Hashiva of Slobodka. As we discussed, we had a shiur in Lashon HaKodesh talking about his history, going more into detail. So in English, we spoke a little bit about his history, and Hebrew Shir went more into detail. He was the candidate to be Rosh Yeshiva, him together with Rav Isaac Sher being the son-in-law of the altar, and him being the son-in-law of Moshe Mordechai Epstein, two heads of the yeshiva. So Rav Isaac Sher ended up, since it was more of a Musar bent, so he was zeichet to this tafkid. But Rav Isaac was zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael, but unfortunately it was Zusmanovitz who was born in Eretz Yisrael, was called the Yerushalmi. He was not zeichet. In any event, Mamshicha Rav, Ubazem Mispori Shmadik Omar Sham Tanan, Vezron Kol Kodim Lorgo Zeichet, it's talking about violent animals. Hariv Azev. So it says there that misasam b'choladam. So Lezer Omer kol akodim lahargo zeiche, and the first person to do it is zeiche. So we had a machlekes there. Does the animal have to kill or not? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the animal doesn't have to kill. So what does it mean? He's zeiche. Zeiche la'iran. He's zeiche to the skin of the animal, because the animal is considered hefker, a violent animal, a dangerous animal. And therefore, if he kills the animal, he gets the skin. They use it for leather, for tanning. El Reish Lakash Amai Zocha. Reish Lakash holds that Lohim Misu Yesh Lahem Lohi Misu Yesh Lem Tarbus. So you're not allowed to stam kill the animal because they can be domesticated. And therefore, and what is he zeiche? It's a Surei Hana once the animal killed. So Gemara answers, my zocha zocha l'shamayim. In other words, he's zeiche in this mitzvah. So Gemara says, that, like the Gemara says earlier, El Reish Lakish L'may Zocha, Kevin Shei Misu, Shavin Rabbana Kamanda Gemara Dinaya Basir Ananinu, Zasir Bahana. So what's this chus? The answer is Zocha L'Shamayim. It is chus L'Shamayim. That he did the right thing. Because it's like there's already a Gemara Din. And that's why he's killing the animal. Even before it's taken to court. Even before there's a Gemara Din. But it's like there's a Gemara Din. Shvi Rabbanan Kaman D'Gomer Dina. Why don't you have to wait for the Din? Shari Yishlo Bailin. V'yasa l'hago kod gemara din. Hefse bailin. So how are you allowed to kill the animal to have say bailin? And the answer is not true. The kanasu kamosh nigmar hadin vaser bahana. Reshuv atu kamo nigmar hadin vaser bahana. And mamela, anybody's allowed to kill him, so it's like lachar gemar hadin. If there was a gemar din, then the animal be chayv skila kukugidin kol mishehemis. And now before the gemar din, there's no chayv skila. What is there? Is there biyarta hara? Those again, here there's not a biyarta rab in a din, because the animal wasn't yet chayv. There's no gemar din. There's a biyarta rab in mitzius. Even though there's no formal chayv misa, there's no formal din misa, but mitzius, you get rid of the animal. V'loshen ha-gemara kodim l'hargo zacha. And that also explains the Gemara that says that the Bailam can kill the Shoran, the Shoran Iskol. There's a Mitzvah Sariga on the Bailam also, even before the Din. And what's that? Where does that come from? What about the Beis Din? It's the Beis Din's job. The answer is Midin Biro Hara, Kodum Gemara Din. So even the Bailam can do it. And we have a Gemara in Maseches Makis. Gemara in Makis, Daf Hayom with Beis, says Vamar Avar Bo Shnayim Vamru, B'chad B'Shapsa. Just as an aside, this is a sefer from Ginachovsky, Toyer Neri, on Makis. I'm saying Ginachovsky is just half leva feledik. So if you wanna work your brain on Makis, that's one good place to go, among others, of course. So. Zok the Gemara, Bo Shnayim Vermu B'Chad B'Shap Zaharik Ploni Es HaNefesh. Two people say on Yom Rishon, Ploni killed somebody. Bo Shnayim Vermu B'Chad B'Shap Zimanoe Yisem. Ma Pitom. On Yom Rishon, you're with us, Mr. and Mr. Zelmanman. El B'Tre B'Shap Zaharik Ploni Es HaNefesh. If that happened on Monday, not on Sunday, on Monday, Ploni was Harigas HaNefesh. But if you remember, it was Shabbos Harig Ploni HaNefesh. And they said, no, Erev Shabbos. So the Edom Zomer is still killed. Why? Because the Be'idno Kamis Hadei, when they testified, Gavr Lav Barakatoli, wasn't a Barakatoli yet. Even if the Maisi he killed on Friday, on Yom Shishi, and they testified that he killed on Yom Rishon, but the Maisa, the testimony that he had killed on Yom Shishi, only came after they testified that he killed on Yom Rishon. Memela, he wasn't a Barakatola when they testified. So Lefiza Yikshetuva, then we have a Bikasha. Since Bishah Sheyidu Alav, Vaharages HaNefesh, when they testified about him, he'd already killed. Shavatik Varnasmer Machas Vedem Achem Shvaharages HaNefesh. In other words, This murderer was already Hariges HaNefesh when? On Yom Shishi. So why are the Edom who say that he killed on Yom Rishon, I don't want to say what we say in English, even though I've said it about 20,000 times, but I've gotten from the last 2 minutes, because the reason they say what they call what they do is because the sun god, and the next day is the moon god, and we're Jews. We say Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, everything counts up to Shabbos. So it's a nicer way, a more Jewish way of speaking. And this is a shiur about Judaism, so, you know, why not? Hey. So, Lemaisa, when they testified that he had killed on Yom Rishon, and he had actually already killed on Yom Shishi, so why should they be chayiv if they're found to be Edom Zomim? He already has a chiyuv of uviyart ara mikir becha. Even before the Gemara Din. So they should be pater from hazama. They should be pater of their hazama. Because he was already gavra ketila. It was already uviyart ara mikir becha. Already from Friday. And therefore they're testifying about a dead man. So we're obviously compelled to say that, when do we say that before the Gemara Din, there's a mitzvah of Uviyata Ramikir Becha that we've been discussing in the past two shiurim? That's only Gabi Behema. Behema, there's no lav lo sirtzach. There's no iser of shvichus domin. So we're just misupik if there's a mitzvah to kill the animal, that's Uviyata Hara. You'll remember, that's the Gemara in Chulin that we spoke about in Daf Kuf Mem, where they kill the bird, the Oiv Shaharag, for the Gemara Din. That's the discussion over there. And there it's talking about an animal, obviously. Birds are usually animals. And we have the Shor in Bava Kama Mem Hei, that the Shor Shaharag, that's sold. If it's Shechted, that's Ubiyat Rami Kirbecha before the Gemara Din. We spoke about it in the previous year. And now we have the Yerushalm, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that talks also about animals. So mitzvah animals is the Biyata Rami Kirbecha before the Gemara Din. But Legabe Odom, it's Lo Sirtzach, and before the Gemara Din, you can't touch him. And now we understand. Umeyata, says Marena Barbena of Zismanovitz, Hare Mavur Kola Inyan Al Burio. The Trefa Shaharag Bifne Bezdin, Shapir Harganaisa Mishum Viyato Hara Mikir Becha. The Trefa that killed before Bezdin, you can kill him because Uvi Biyarta Hara Mikir Becha, right, as we saw in the Gemara, Sanhedrin Ayin Ches. Why? Because he's a Gavrik Tila, and there's no lav of Lo Sirtzach, and there's no lav of Shvichus Domim. So therefore, you could be mekayim the viyata rami kirbecha, mashenken ashalim shaharag. Even if he did it bifnei beisdin, einar nerag. Why? Mishum legabe shalim calls manchel opusku beisdin as hadin. Shemachuyev misa, he's not a gavrik tili yet. So he can't be mekayim the viyata rami kirbecha. So that's what's mechalik between a shrei for sharag bifnei beisdin and a shalim shaharag bifnei beisdin. And that was what we saw in the previous year of Tukachinsky asked, where Tukachinsky said, how come Beis Din kills the Trefa and they don't kill the Ashalim? So his explanation is that, like the Gemara says, that they're not going to be Mechapes Ischus. When the Beis Din sees the murder, like we see in Rosh Hashanah Chavav, Makas Yud Beis, Beis Shor Bechad Shargis HaNefesh, they don't kill him because they're not gonna look for a schus for him. They're not gonna look for a schus for him. What about Ubiyarta Ramikir Becha? And the answer is, so the answer that Rav Tukachinsky gave was that we're not really sure that he's guilty, and since we're not sure that he's guilty and Beis Din can't judge him because Lo Chazu Lei Schusa, so he's not killed. They're not going to look for a Schus. But a Treifa, we don't care so much because anyway, he's Kimeis. And here, what Rav Zismanovitz is saying is that the Shalem, the reason he's not killed, is it's Lo Sirtzach. Shvichus Domim, until there's a Din. Whereas the Treifa, there's no Shvichus Domim. Because he's already a Bogavra Katil, he's already considered a dead man. And what about a cotton? Why a bazin shorob a cotton shaharagas hanefesh lo yargo oisa mishum uviyar to ramikir becha? And the answer is because it's lo sirtzach. So you're not allowed to kill him out to uviyar to ramikir becha. So the Maisa, this din, as noted in the footnote in the wonderful sefer that we're using, the Udim and Me'esh, these embers from the fire. How do you say Udim? Esh HaTorah, the fire of Torah. So in this sefer, he brings in the footnote that it's not Mefurish that Beis Din doesn't kill him out to be after Amikir Becha. It's actually L'chayra Machlokes between the Ritva and the Meiri. But now we understand at least the shita why there wouldn't be, because it's ritzicha. And hein hein divrei Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach 5:5, that ritzeach sharag bezodin ein me misim also ha'edim larona masi yashav lebezim tunu lemisa. The ritzeach that killed b'mezid, the edim don't kill him, the people who saw it don't kill him until he comes to Bezdin. And they judge him that he's actually chayv misa. Shem le'emus haritzach adam ufei adel ha-mishpot. Uudin l'chol mechubi ha-misas beizin shav revas u'shem misan osan ad shikam redinam be-beizin. So there has to be a gemar din. It's exeris ha-kosub. There's no chayv misa until it's a gemar din. And therefore there's going to be no uviyar tahoa mikil becha. Rav Tukachinsky commented, "Vieshlik tzas iun beroydef, shemr shemitzasase veloisei lahargan mishum akatzoyses kapa, mishum lasachos encha, b'sepaklei mishum viyarta ara." Why is we learn an essay to kill a roydef, a katzoyses kapa, and a loisei lasachos encha? Because it's kapa, some two people are fighting, and then the woman reaches out to grab the to hurt the person who's fighting with her husband. Kitzur, from there we learn the din of roidef, that you kill somebody who's endangering someone else's life. Lo sachot zencha, not to have mercy on the roidef. So why don't we say from Rivyarta and Rami Kirbecha? So based on what we said, lo koshimidi, because a roidef is shalem. V'hargamoyse koydim gemar din v'koydim amidoser lo mishpat v'echargamos adikil. So it must be because here's the Xeris HaKosev, shen is battle din arutzicha shal a roidef. So here there's a special Xeris HaKosev. And that's what the Rambam writes, take of samuch v'niralize. Amed dvorim amurim, that you're not allowed to kill somebody before the Gemar Din. B'sha'av revasa of when sheshbo misis beizdin. Aval arodi b'chaver l'harga fil arodiv kodin ko yisrael mitzubil ha'atzal anudav miyad arodiv. Tzon aloimar. That's what the Rambam's trying to say. Is even be'emes, you're not allowed to kill the arodiv before the Gemar Din. He's in Odom Shalim, zeloi sirtzach. Beizdin has nevertheless used exeris ha'kosev that we can. For Hatzelas Hanir Daf Afilu B'Nafshe Shel Aroidev, and the Rambam explains in Alocha Zayin that even if it wasn't a Kabbalah Asura, he was a Din of Lo Sachos Encha. Avishadayin Loharek, since he's a Roidev, no mercy. And you're allowed to kill him to save the Nirdaf. Ain Beketzef Mishnah Balochei Mashevi Masifri. So now we're understanding this Yisog really brings it out well. There's a problem of Lo Sirtzach, and Memela, a person's not allowed to be killed before the Gemar Din unless he's a Roidef, then we have Xeris HaKosev that he's allowed to be, obligated to be. The Rambam in Hilchos Roitzeach, Perak Aleph Halacha Tes, writes, Avzu Mislosesh Losun Lachos Al Nevesh HaRoidef, famous Rambam. We discussed a lot. Everyone, we, who am I? That you kill a roidef, and memela, when a woman is having trouble giving birth, so you're allowed to cut the uber in her stomach. Chmana litzlan. There was a roidef until the uber sticks its head out. And then you're not allowed to be derech nefesh mipin nefesh. That's the nature of the world. V'yesh l'tmoa dilich ora. L'fi tam zeh shekachu tivo shel olam. Af u'baru tivo shel olam. Famous kasha. No, the Yehuda asked this kasha in Tinyan Achosh and Mishpat Sof Simin and Tes. Chaim Alevi, of Yezri, Alatar. עוד הרבה הרבה מאוד ספרים. יש אתר הלכה ברורה, שם הוא מביא בכל רמב״ם שורה של מקורות. פה יש המון מקורות. So what's the difference? If he's a roidef before he sticks his head out, if after he sticks his head out it's tibol shel olam and therefore you're not allowed to touch the fetus, then why before? Then why are you allowed to kill the fetus? So it's pashut. Oh, so now he says a pshat in the Rambam. Exciting. And the Kavanas HaRambam, the Beroidev, yesh shnei dinim. האחד להציל את הרוידף מן העבר של הציחו. אין רשי סנהדרין אין גימל עמד א' דיר מאס רבלו שמצילים. So there are two dinim in a roidef. One is to save him from the avera of ritzicha. See there in Rashi, di ramas revelu matzilim, tais di ramas latzilu benafshe. And the second din is lahatzilu sanirdav shelo yaharig. You want to save the nirdav, he shouldn't be killed. So by an ubar, to save the roidef from ritzicha is in shaykh. Bisu tivol shaloylam. That's the nature. That's the nature of the world. So once the fetus sticks out his head, that's the nature of the world. And therefore, you can't say that it's a ritzicha. It's just natural. What about saving the mother? But that's not enough by every rodef. Only if he's a rodef. Then you're doich nefesh mepnei nefesh. And it's hatzal lahatzil haroidef meretzicha. Gabi udol shayach zeatam, dikar tam, dikevim di rak uber, vein mitzuvan ala retzicha shvuber. Shuv nitches nafsh mepnefesh alimai. Shkvari ba'avir oilam, b'chevin misal nafsha. In other words, when you talk about the uber, the mother's life is more valuable than the child's life, than the fetus's life. So therefore, you're doicha. In other words, now you want to know who you're going to save. Don't talk to me about ritzicha here, because it's tibur shel olam. So you can't say that the ubar is committing ritzicha on his mother. And bechlal, he's not a bar aveira. He's an ubar. So the question is, whose nefesh wins? Whose nefesh is a greater nefesh? And the answer is the mother. As long as we're dealing with the mother versus a fetus, we're very against abortion. Very much so. But now when the mother's life is in danger, the mother's life comes before the fetus's life. So that is when the fetus is still inside. Once the fetus sticks out its head, so then you can't say the fetus is a rotzeach. Anyway, b'chlal, he's not a bar ritzicha, but also it's zeh tibur shel olam, like the Rambam says. That's just the nature. U'benosaf l'kach, now you want to know whether you can kill the baby. Ein doicha nefesh mipnei nefesh. Now he has the same status as his mother. The fetus is still inside the mother's womb. It's less than the mother. But when the fetus comes out, so then he's a nefesh like the mother's a nefesh. So then you can't touch the fetus. So that, sweet friends, concludes our third offering in this series. Baruch Hashem. So much Torah to learn, and there's still a lot to go. Not so much, but some, obviously, in this sugya, in this particular one, but obviously we can expand and go on forever. So, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. We will hopefully continue with the next installment next time. And this was the conclusion of the third shiur. And we thank the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Shebanu L'Chvoido, Vivdilanu Min HaTayim, and Aslanu Teres Emes, and Rezeche Baruch Hashem, to hopefully cause Sheyus of Sois of Doi Uvez Ba'kever, that Moreno Rav Yosef Zasmanovitz should be alive in the most real spiritual sense. And it should be a schus for us as well, of course. Thank you so much for listening, beloved friends. Shalom, shalom. B'li ne'edem l'mshich.